We spoke about, what was the other thing we spoke about? Shvasam Yisrael Netzach. All this is from my Rebbe Sefer Yimei Apurim. And then it also says, V'roisem Yachat Cheles Mordechai, Shoyin Shanas Yaakov, Tzohola V'samecha, V'roisem Yachat Cheles Mordechai. So the question that Reb David asks is, why is it say V'roisem Yachat Cheles Mordechai? It seems to be a reference to the fact that Mordechai was Yotza Milifnei HaMelech Bilavush Malchus, and he was wearing this very regal and royal clothing, and he wore, he had Tcheles, the Tcheles Mordechai, but Mordechai wasn't only wearing Tcheles, he was wearing all different colors. So why is it there Tzahal V'Samecha Brosim Yachad Tcheles Mordechai? They saw Mordechai was wearing fancy clothing. What is the... So Reb David goes in one kivun. I'd like to try to share with you that and then suggest something else. Reb David's kivun is that because Tcheles is symbolic of the Kisei HaKavod. As we know, Tcheles Dormel Yam, Yam Dormel Rekia, Rekia is Dormel Kisei HaKavod. And the part of the problem when we have a Malik around is the Kisei is not Shalem. Kiyod Al Kes Ka. Kiyod al kase ka. Kase is a reference to the kisei. It's just, it's not shalem. It's missing the aleph. So there's a lack in the shlemis of the kisei, and the tcheles is mesama the kisei, and then it gets involved in what the kisei is. That's what Reb David says. Yimei Impur Ein Shem. I'd like to say something that's a little bit simpler, perhaps, but not necessarily more correct, just simpler, which is that as follows. What's the inyan of tcheles? As we just mentioned, Tcheles Dorma LeYam, Yam Dorma LeRikia, Rikia Dorma LeKisei HaKavod. There's a Hishtalshalus, there's a chain of events. It's not Tcheles is Dorma LeKisei HaKavod. The Tcheles brings you to the Yam, and the Yam brings you to the Rikia, and the Rikia brings the Kisei HaKavod. It's a Hishtalshalus. There's a whole chain of events that's happening. And that gets us to the Kisei HaKavod. What happens over here is when finally we saw Mordechai riding high, that's when we realized the chain of events that were happening here. As everything was unfolding, everything looked like things weren't working well and nothing was falling into place until finally, B'roisam Yachad Tcheles Mordechai, and we saw how, oh, now I can connect all the links in the chain and now everything makes sense. And that's really what happened in the whole story of Esther, the whole story of Purim, was how everything seemed to fit in and everything works. And that's the Hashkacha we spoke about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not showing his hand and nothing is obvious, but everything being positioned just properly and realizing that. That's why that was Klal Yisrael Simcha, as the Goyin writes that Simcha happens when you understand things yourself, when you recognize the chain of events, that's when you have lots and lots of simcha. And perhaps that also is something that creates achdus, because when you realize, you don't realize, what does this guy have to do with me, or that guy, what do I need from him? There's no obvious benefit that I have from this person, but when you realize that everything kind of comes together, and everyone really needs each other, that's B'roisim Yachad Tcheles Mordechai. We're all links in a chain. And we all are going to somehow contribute, and then eventually we're going to realize what it is, and that creates achdus because we need each other. That's another part of the pizman that we say, and hopefully we'll continue with more of that down the road. Here we are, we're in the sugya on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. She was coming. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Rameh Ramakha Kitzel Akeret Yisrael Gittin. Boy, my name, Rav Chia Bar Ava. Amoicha Abdul Asurya. K'mochel chutz dami oylai. Amali tanitua. Tanitua means there's a Mishnah. Reb Meir Oymer. Haku k'etzor legitin. Legitin in avarim loy. Kol shchin tsuryo demer chakatuva. So therefore, I could deduce from this Mishnah, from Reb Meir's opinion of the Mishnah, that amochel avdo l'surya is k'mochel chutz laretz. Now the Gemara continues on the same topic. Tanu Rabbanan. V'shloisha drachim shav sasuri l'aretz Yisrael v'shloisha l'chutz laretz. Simin av barak. Those are the three ways it's domet to chutz laretz. One is that it's offer is tameh. We'll have to see what that means exactly. There you go. It's mefurish in the brisa. The Achronim asked the question. So, why is it that when they asked from Rav Chiya bar Abba, what's the din of Meicha Abdul Asuria? Why doesn't he bring it's mefurish a brisa? It's mefurish a brisa. Amecha Abdul Asuria k'mecha l'chutz laretz. So why is he bringing a deduction from a Mishnah? Why doesn't he just bring it straight up from a brisa? What? Oh, says the Sefer Imrei Bina, which Yossi's machaven to. Not all Tanas have to know all brisas. Not all Amoras have to know all brisas. Brisas were more vague, they're obscure. Mishnahs, everyone's got to know. If you don't know a Mishnah, so then you're out. You're a joke. Everyone has to know Mishnahs. Brisas, it could be he didn't have exposure to the brisa. So therefore, he brought it from a Mishnah. Okay. Says the Brice of Eiter, Vishloi Shal Eretz Yisrael, the three ways it's similar to Eretz Yisrael, Chayevis B'maisu V'shvidis K'Eretz Yisrael, V'roitzu L'Kanis Bo B'Tahara Nichnas, V'akoyne Sada V'Surya K'koyne B'Farvare Yerushalayim. The Gemara is going to then go through it, but let's see Rashi first. Says Rashi, Surya, he Aram Tzuva, V'Kavsha David V'Yisifa L'Eretz Yisrael. Surya is Aram Tzuva. David was, he captured it and he added it to Eretz Yisrael. It sounds to me like that is a fact that David added to Eretz Yisrael. Whether it got the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or not, that's going to be a machlokes if Kivish Yachad Shmei Kivish or not. But this that he added it to Eretz Yisrael is a fact. K'moicher b'chutz laretz v'tnan l'kamon, says Rashi, amoicher abdel l'chutz laretz yotze l'cheris, t'kantzin l'lokeach, mishum de'evit shayach b'mitzus, v'asur lotzeis meretz l'chutz laretz. So that's what we saw, amoicher l'chutz laretz, that if you sell to chutz laretz, it's for sure yotze l'cheris. Surya l'tzvoyna d'eretz Yisrael, l'halan me'ako, and Surya is further than Akko. So if Akko, we said, is only Eretz Yisrael, l'inyin gittin, it's Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, Mishum de Bekin Lishma or Shlichi Lakaimoi, because it has Bekin Lishma, if your problem is Bekin Lishma, or it has Shlichi Lakaimoi, if your problem is Shlichi Lakaimoi, so therefore we treat it like Eretz Yisrael. La Avodim Loi, says Rashi, De La Eretz Yisrael, it's not Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi understands Akko is not Eretz Yisrael. Toisvis on Daf Beis and Toisvis Rosh over here say, how could that be? If Akku is not Eretz Yisrael, so what's the Gemara's comparison of Akku to Surya? The Gemara is suggesting Surya perhaps is a din of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Kivish Yachad Shmei Kibush. So the discussion is that maybe Surya is Eretz Yisrael. If we have a discussion that maybe Surya is Eretz Yisrael, so how could you bring a ride from Akku? If Akku is not Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Toisvis understands that Akku is Taka, yes, Eretz Yisrael, not like Rashi. Rashi says Akku lav Eretz Yisraelu. Toisvis says Akku is. So why is the Gemara say that Akku has a din of Chutz La'aretz? Because it's Rochoik me'ikur ha'yishuv. And then the Gemara's Lashon is very glat. It's very simple. Akku, which is close, and still it's called Rochoik me'ikur ha'yishuv, and you sell to Akku yotz l'cheiris, kol shchein Surya, which is further away, it's going to be like you're selling it out. That's Tosis. According to Rashi, it's going to be Shver. Rashi, what's going on? Why is the Gemara saying over here, comparing Akku to Surya. Says the Ritva that the same way that Surya has Kibush Yachid, Aku also has Kibush Yachid. The same way that Surya has Kibush Yachid, Aku also has Kibush Yachid. Now, it's not Muchach that way. In other words, the fact that we live in Aku doesn't mean that it's automatically a Kibush. You can live in Aku and be considered an immigrant, or you could be considered a foreigner. Doesn't mean we took over Aku, right? Kibush Yachid means we were Hoisifu on Eretz Yisrael. But says the Ritva, the same way was the discussion about Akko, about Surya being Kibush Yachid, is a discussion about Akko. And if we're saying even Akko, if you sell to Akko, it's considered to be Meichel Chutz Laretz, even though there's the discussion about Kibush Yachid, so too there's going to be a discussion, the same thing, right? Kol Shein Surya is further away. Now,
Rashi says
that Akko is Chutz Laretz. So it must be that if you're saying to say Rashi like the Ritva, the Rashi understands that this Brisa holds Kibush Yachid, Lav Shme Kibush. And that's why it's Chutz Laretz.
When he says it's
a different Kibush. It's a different Brisa. That's the Brisa, it's the Mishnah. That's the Brisa, it's the Mishnah. So it comes out, if you what I'm suggesting, that not only did this is what Yossi's pointing out. Now Reb Chiya bar Abba bring a different makar, but he went a whole different route. In other words, the Braisa holds Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. And maybe he's saying in the Mishnah, I hold Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush.
He calls Surya, it's Kibush, he adds
Teretzol. Oh, so we'll get there. Yossi, you're doing great. Hold on a second. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is follows. The whole Shaila, according to Reb Chiya bar Abba, is do we say this is considered Eretz Yisrael or not? Now, is Akko Eretz Yisrael? According to Rashi?
No.
Why? What? But it's Kibush Yachid? Must be because we hold Kibush Yachid? Lav Shmei Kibush. So is Surya going to be Eretz Yisrael? No. Why not?
Kibush Yachid.
Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush. And that's what he means to bring a Raya. But then what does it have to do with is it close or is it far? It's just the Shaila of Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush or not. Maybe Rashi understood that the fact that it's close would be more of a reason that this we would consider to be a kibush. Because it's a sifu al Eretz Yisrael, it's like it's sniffing of Eretz Yisrael, so something that's right next to Eretz Yisrael, still we don't consider it to be part of Eretz Yisrael. Something that's far away, for sure we're not going to consider it to be part of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's gufa svaras in kibush yachid shmei kibush. That's what Rashi's saying, a sifu. That would be the chiddush, and it was saying even close kibush doesn't work. Even though it's mamish right there, and you're making like it's a suburb of Eretz Yisrael, and that doesn't work. Kol Shein, a whole different country far away, is not going to become Eretz Yisrael. You want to be oisif on Eretz Yisrael, something close. I might think, okay, you add on a little bit, add on a few miles, add on just a little Akko. But to add on an entire, if you can't add on an Akko Kol Shein, you can't add on a Surya. It's a chiddush, Rabbi say pshat, but I don't know any other pshat. Rabbi Asher Arieli through his head doesn't know pshat in Rashi.
He calls Surya.
What? So the chayr of the shaila was if kibush yachid shmei kibush or not, according to Rashi. We bring a raya from Akku that it's not, because Akku is not kibush, is not Eretz Yisrael. Kol Shein Surya is not Eretz Yisrael.
It comes out this Gemara is from Tela.
Correct. Not like the Brisa, right? And that's why I won't bring a Raya from the Brisa, because he's a whole different, he has a whole different kivun. And okay, Rabbi, so let's go weiter. Zok the Gemara weiter, says Rashi. Afra tame. Shegazu aleha. They were geyser on the upper, on the dirt of Surya. Now we're going in the Braisa. Says Rashi, the Braisa holds Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. So why is the upper tame? Kiriktani chayevis b'maiser. We were geyser on the upper of Chutz Laretz, or the upper of Surya. even though he holds kibush yachad shmei kibush. I feel like he goes really. But I maybe get me Surya, Laretz Yisra, can maybe me chutz Laretz, deloy shchichi shai rasa. Rashi says, and maybe get me Surya is can maybe me chutz Laretz, deloy shchichi shai rasa. It's not shchich shai rasa. Why is Rashi saying deloy shchichi shai rasa? Because we hold kibush yachid shmei kibush, so technically, what is this place? Eretz Yisrael. It's just that. So why is it maybe get me misurik, maybe mechutz laretz? If it's technically Eretz Yisrael, kibush yachid shmei kibush. Says Rashi, ein achanami. Maybe it's technically Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have what we need in order for it to be part of sefer nechdam.
It's fully Eretz Yisrael.
Kibush yachad shmei kibush.
Yeah, but then it's davka als the mitzvahs.
Maybe, but what Rashi is saying is mehechatesi is saying not like that. We know it's Eretz Yisrael. It's chayav ma'aser b'shvius Eretz Yisrael. It's the din of Eretz Yisrael. So why don't you say, why do you have to say fanechta? It's Eretz Yisrael. Zokt Rashi to lo shchichi shai rasa. Why does Rashi say that there's not? It's not lishma. Okay. Okay, good. Rabbi Slater Rabbi, so you don't need to say that they're not Bikim. No, but let me ask you a question. Are they Bikim?
Yeah, why not?
Are they are Bikim? Why are they Bikim?
No,
Bikim. Because, what?
Because
Shmei Kibush.
Because it's Bikim.
Because where these people come from, the people that lived in Syria? From Eretz Yisrael. This was. But it's Shaykh that they're Bikim. But says Rashi, even if they're Bikim, but it's not going to be Shrichi Shai Rasa, and that's enough, because Rabbi is Leder Rabbah. So all I got to say is, no, Shrichi Shai Rasa. Are they Bikim? Maybe they are. Ken Zayin, they're Bikim. It's very possible. This is a sniff of Eretz Yisrael. Surya is a part of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they are Bikim, but it's not Shrichi Shai Rasa. This is similar to Medina mi Medina, Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi said, the Shaila is Azeh. Now that we said it's maybe get, Misuri is Kamevi Mechutz Laretz. So is the Pshat that we gave Surya Adin Chutz Laretz Klape Gitin? Or the Pshat is that it has a din like Egmonia La Egmonia. What's that loch of Egmonia La Egmonia in Eretz Yisrael? Tzarech Loimar. What's an example of that? Asisius. Asisius ir achas be'eretz Yisrael. You have to say fanach to fanach. And you're in Eretz Yisrael, mamish. Why? Because it's lo shchichi shai rasa. So what we're saying over here, hamevi gave me Surya, kimevi me chutz laretz. We mean to say because we gave Surya a din chutz laretz, klap egitin. Or even though it doesn't have a din chutz laretz, but lamay says lo shchichi, Rashi says lo shchichi shai rasa. Lo shchichi shai rasa. Even in Eretz Yisrael, you have to say. Over there, we're coming to say why you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta.
Either or.
I'll explain.
Either or.
Enachanami. But he also says lo shchichi shai rasa. So you have to know, does he mean to say kimei b'chutz laretz as he gets a din of chutz laretz, or it just means that lamaisa is like chutz laretz, lo shchichi shai rasa?
Isn't everything in Eretz Yisrael shchichi?
Here we're saying not. This is the one example. Surya is not in Eretz Yisrael proper. It's in Surya.
What's enough community?
So over here, there's the one example. We found it's a good thing to ask. If someone asks, what's the one example of Eretz Yisrael that it's lo shchichi? Well, you have Asisius, and you also have Surya, which keeps you up at Shmei Kivish. According to that mandamer, you're in Eretz Yisrael, and still it's lo shchichi shai rasa.
What's the enough community if it's a din of Eretz Yisrael and has din of Chutz?
We'll see. We'll see if there's enough. We'll see.
Why can't you say that
Shalosh Tachos,
that the rest of Chutzlaritz
will get confused? It's not Chutzlaritz, it's Eretz Yisrael.
How are people
supposed
to know that?
It's not
even clear
that it's Chayev. Right. Saying not that Surya will get Lotachos. It's Chayev and Meiser in Shvius. So you're saying, no, is that was Menogeh, it's what we spoke about over here. Tosis says there's Lotach like because of Meiser in Shvius. Meish? Taisa said over here that loitachla because it's not chayiv ma'aser in shvius above besvina. This is chayiv ma'aser in shvius. So maybe you say because afratame, maybe there'll also be a loitachla mikoichla afratame. Okay. Rashi says not like that. Maybe you're going to say that. Maybe Taisa's taka says like you. We're going to see in a minute. Okay. Maybe Taisa l'shitasa. Harotzi likanis babatara nichnas, says Rashi. Says Rashi, Masha'en ken beretzahamim ulakameh mefarish mahi. You could go in betahara, Masha'en ken eretzahamim, that you can't. Gemara is going to explain, because it doesn't make any sense. You just said afratameh. If afratameh, how do you go in betahara? It seems to be a theory. The Gemara is going to hold off. The Gemara will get there. Rashi amad beis, kekoyne parvori yushalayim lakameh mefarish, so that also the Gemara is going to explain. Be parvori be hafrachya roi krish belas. Okay. Says the Gemara. Chayeves b'maisu b'shvius keretz Yisrael. Kasover kibush yochet shmei kibush. We say that it's chayev b'maisu and shvius, just like Eretz Yisrael. Obviously we hold kibush yochet shmei kibush, says Rashi. Kibush yochet did David. David HaMelech did this kibush, and it was different than the kibush that we had in the times of Yeshua. Shayu kulam v'kavshu l'tzarech kol Yisrael kodem chaluka. Ava David lo kavish elo l'tzarech choy. It's interesting. Rashi seems to be saying two different matzpunim, two different things that are would decide whether or not it's kibush yachid. How would you, if you had to put it into one word, what is the difference kibush yachid and not kibush yachid? What was the difference between David HaMelech's kibush and the kibush of Yeshua?
One person.
What? So Tuli said there's only one person, and Yoni said because what are the reason you're doing it for? It seems Rashi seems to like switch off. Rashi starts off to David shelo hayu kol Yisrael biyachad. Kol Yisrael was not biyachad. They weren't there. They weren't present. It sounds like it's only one person doing it. Not everyone. We're not all doing it. And at the end, he says, David only did it for his own purpose, for himself. It sounds like it's about who you did it for. Seems to be a little bit of a stira in Rashi.
You know, the reason he did it was to prevent the armies from, the non-Jewish armies, to prevent them from attacking Israel.
Okay.
It seems
like that.
I got it.
So in other words, what David is perhaps, if I could just paraphrase and add a little bit, David is saying as follows: Avada, what was David HaMelech's kavana? What was he thinking? Was he just trying to stuff his coffers with extra money? No, his intention was to do it for what? For Klal Yisrael. But the problem is, you can't do something for me if I don't have representation. If you're doing it yourself, you can't say you're doing it for me. You might think you're doing it for me. You might want to do it for me. But kol zman, as you're doing it alone, that's not called doing it for me. It's called doing it for yourself.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know why it doesn't apply over here, but it's a good question. But maybe, so it's not a steer in Rashi. Rashi says it's not called doing it for them. Why not? Because they weren't present. They didn't have representation. So he wants to know what about Zachan Lam Shalom Afanav. I don't know the answer to that question. You need them there. Yeah. So why, yeah, you need them there. You need them present.
It just says Sanhedrin wasn't there, and therefore it was for, he was doing it for himself.
That's what he's saying. He's saying he was a Yachid. Yachid wasn't called Yisrael. Kol Yisrael, we said on Thursday, means Sanhedrin. He didn't do it with their Haskam. He did it on his own, and therefore it's not called. He's doing Letzorach Kol Yisrael because they don't have representation. You can't do something for me if I don't want it. What about Zachin? Don't know. Something like that is Rashi. Let's see Toisvis, Rabbi Shai. The Rabbi says, interesting, Toisvis is here on the Sugya. Says Toisvis on Ahmed Aleph. Amircha Abdul Surya Mahu. Says Toisvis. Toisvis is Bavarning. Why does he only ask the question on Surya? They answer Rabbi Chiba Abin. Amircha Abdul Surya Mahu. What's the din of you saw your Evet? You basically have a Shiloh. What's the din of Surya? What's the halach of Surya? So there's many Shilohs in Surya. Says Tosfos, Ein loymar di beget pshita lehu da have kechutz laretz. Get a tain of a samuch. You can't tell me that get they know. They knew get as a din of chutz laretz. And the only Shiloh was left was what about mechor avdoi? Ube eved mi boile. Why can't that be? Dim kain. Then there's Svara is the opposite of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. No, Abchir Bar Abba came along and said, Aku is Keret Yisrael in Yin Gittin in Yin Avadim Loi. So which one is easier to pull off, Gittin or Avadim? What does he say, Bechia? Linyan Gittin in Linyan Avadim Lo. And you're going to say that Surya was Pum Fakert. Surya's enemy is Pshita, that it's Chutzla, it's Linyan Get. And Linyan Mocha Abdu, you have a Shalom, maybe it's Keret Yisrael. It's as far as Afuchas. And Tosis just leaves that hanging. In other words, why did the Gemara only ask the question of Mocher Avdoi the Surya, not Linyan Get?
Because there's Pshita according
to that. What?
Tosis
says it can't be, because it's the opposite of Abchia. Now, Rabbeisai, let's get clear. In Rashi's world, why is it that we said, Minogeya to Akko, that Akko is... Why is it that we said Linyan Gittin in Linyan Avadim Lo? Or why is it that we said that it would that the din would be Benogeya to get that you would have to say Fanechta Fanechta? What do we say in Rashi? Lo Shchichi. So it doesn't depend on the halachic status of Eretz Yisrael at all. All it depends on is whether or not you have people coming or you don't have people. Shchichi Shairasa or not Shchichi Shairasa. So Benogeya to Akko. If we're saying over there, it's lo shchichi shayrasa.
Yeah, obviously, Taisa's help that we gave it a din of chutz laretz, like what we were referring before. It's just lo shchichi, or it's actual.
So over there, by Surya, it's pshitulu that it's kechutz laretz. Why? Because there it's for sure lo shchichi shayrasa. Over there, it's pshita, it's lo shchichi, and the subject that we have been again to avodim, and the subject that we have been again to get now two totally different svekas. One is the subject whether or not it's shchichi or lo shchichi. Say that it's v'shur suri is lo shchichi. So suri is pshita, it's lo shchichi. Ben again to gittin, according to Rashi. So in Rashi, the way Rashi learned the sugya, Tois Kasha doesn't start. Tois is obviously learning that it's totally in whether it has a din of Eretz Yisrael or doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe like we said, like Moshe said, it's totally in lo plug or not lo plug. And if that's the case, l'chayra, you don't have a problem. You do the cheshbon l'chayra according to Tois, according to Rashi, Tois Kasha doesn't start. Says the next Tois, b'shloisha drachim shav solasuria. Says Tosfos, Nokat Shloisha Lashon Zachar. Now this is tricky. By the way, in numbers, when you have a hey at the end, it becomes Lashon Zachar. So Shloisha is Lashon Zachar. So it says Shloisha Lashon Zachar, even though Surya is Lashon Nekeva. So how should it have written instead of that? What should be the right word? Shalosh. Says Tosfos, Mishum De'eved or Afar Beget Havi Lashon Zachar, because those are Zachar. Tosis is bringing us back to the Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin. It says that Isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim. Shalosh is Lashon
Nekeva.
Again, Shloisha is Lashon Zachar. So Shalosh is Lashon Nekeva. Why does it say Shalosh Lashon Nekeva? If the Torah is usually written in Lashon Zachar, why does the Gemara say? Because... And therefore what?
So therefore, it's talking from the one... Oh, kili kigach, but like you see, lakach.
That's...
That's
why it
would
say...
Ish nik...
Ish mekadosh.
What? Yeah. Why is it... Say... That was a different question. Why doesn't it say... Right? Why does it say shloisha and not say lashin... why did it say Shalosh, which is Lush in the cave and not Shloisha? Because we're talking about Isha. Why are we talking about Isha? Why don't we say Ish? And then the Gemara says Daka Shalish. Kids, so the reason is over there. So, Frekla Teferis Yankif. Yes, a very, very compelling question. It says over there, Isha Niknes v'Shalosh Drachim. Kesef and Shtar and Bia. Kesef is Lush in Zachar or Nekeva. Zachar. Shtar? Zachar. Bia is Nakeva, but we're not going to look at that right now. Kesef, Zachar, Shtar, Zachar. Isha, Nakeva. So the woman is being Nikris with three things. So when we use the word Shalosh, do we choose to focus on the subject or the things that we're the Pratim? Isha, Nikris, B'Shalosh, Drachim. We focus on the Isha. Surya is Lashon Nekeva, and similar to Chutz La'aretz in three ways, what are they? Says it's Eved and Get. Surya is Nekeva, Eved and Get is Zachar. So should you say Shalosh or Shalosha? Should say Shalosh. What's the difference over there where we're talking about how is a woman being Nikness? And the vehicles are all Zachar, Kesef and Shtar, not all, but the two main ones. Over here also, the things, the pratim, are Zachar. Afar and Get are Zachar. You're talking about Surya's Nekeva. Say that, but if the Surya's Nekeva, it should be Nekeva. Isaiah Frechta Teferis Yankov. He doesn't understand Tosis Teretz. Tosis again says, Lashon Shloisha, Lashon Zachar, Avagav the Surya, Lashon Nekeva, Shum the Eved Veget, Avi Lashon Zachar. Eved Veget are the ways that Surya is similar to Chutz Laretz. But Surya is Lashon Nekeva. So Isha is Niknis Bekesev and Shtar. Kesev and Shtar is Zachar. So why do we do Shalosh over there? Says the Teferis Yankov, you just have to look at the way it starts. It's over there it says, Ha'isha Niknis B'Shalosh Drachim. Over here it says, B'Shalosha Drachim Shavsa Surya L'Eretz Yisrael. The focus over there, the topic is Isha. Isha, how is she Niknis? The focus over here is three ways that Surya is similar to Eretz Yisrael. The focus is on the three ways. We start at B'Shloisha Drachim Shavza Surya Rechutz La'aretz Shloisha Eretz Yisrael. So the focus is on the three. So in our Sugya, the Brayis, the focus is on the Pratim, is on the details. So we're going to decide if it's Zachar or Nekeva. You're going to look at the details. Afar is Zachar. Get is Zachar. So therefore, what Lashon are going to use? Lashon Zachar. But over there, the Mishnah, the focus is on the Isha. Ha'isha Niknis. B'Shalosh Drachim. The focus is on the Isha. So what Lashon are you going to use? Lashon Nekeva. Zok Toisvis Vaiter. Kibush Yochid. Pirush Bekunshus. Shalohoya L'Sham. Kol Yisrael B'Yachad. Kibush B'Kibush Yeshua. The Kavsh L'Tzorach Kulam. Ava Dovid L'Kavsh L'Tzorach Chai. Dovid L'Tzorach Kavsh V'Z Oin Tzorach. So therefore, that's Rashi's Pshat and Kibush Yochid. Says Toisvis Avol V'Sifri Mefoyosh Tam Acher. Sifri Gitin Anderis. B'Soif Parshas V'Oya Ekev. In the end of Parshas Vayakev, it says, "Demashma lefi shelo hayu adayin kol Yisrael kevusha." The reason was a different reason. The reason was because we didn't finish the job. David HaMelech, until David HaMelech, we still had not captured all of Eretz Yisrael. All of Eretz Yisrael. If you want to put it in a different language, what would you call that? Eretz Canaan is another name. Canaan is one of them. Shiva Amim. We didn't finish. There's one Am which was elusive. What were they called? Yevusi. We didn't manage to be Kodesh Yevusi all the way until the time of David HaMelech. And Yevusi is actually right outside of Yerushalayim. If I'm not mistaken, what we call Ir David is Yevusi. There's an area, a patch, right outside of Yerushalayim. It sounds strange. The whole Eretz Yisrael was conquered, and in the middle of it is a stronghold called Yevusi, and David HaMelech didn't conquer yet. What did he decide to do instead? Surya. Close to your own palace, you weren't Myrish, you didn't conquer Pirish. Yevusi, Shayasamach Lushalayim. So that seems to be the problem. Avol, Acha shall call Yisrael Kavshua, Dorish Hassam, Idixiv, Komokam, Shetudra Kapaglechem, Shkomasha, Hoyakovshim, Mechutzlo, Tayakadosh, Vafilu Yachid. Says Tosis, there's no problem kibbutz yachid of someone doing it on his own. Do it on your own. You don't have to ask anyone else's permission. Not at all. The problem was something else. The problem was just that it was out of order. Out of order. First, you have to be kovish shiva amim. After you're kovish shiva amim, do what you want. I don't care. David, go away. Go conquer the world for all I care. But
if he did in the right order,
if he would have done in the right order, it would have been fine.
Would it be considered
Kivush, it would be considered regular Kivush. Kivush Yachid is not a problem of the fact that it's an individual. So yeah, Machoikas Rashi and Taisus. What's the problem, Kivush Yachid? What does Rashi say the problem is? He did it by himself, no representation for Klal Yisrael. What does Taisus say the problem is?
Out of order.
So Rabbi Shai, how is it Mashma in the Gemara? Mashma like Rashi or Mashma like Taisus?
Kivush Yachid.
Kivush Yachid. I mean, come on. This is pretty clear. Rashi's pshat is much more meduyik. What does kibush yachid mean? According to Tosfos, what does it mean, kibush yachid? So the Miri says kibush yachid means he did it without a Kadosh Baruch Hu telling him to do it. He did it on his own. It's not so mashma, right? So there's a klal, Rabbi Yisai, that in the Sefer Kerem Yeshua, he brings around 50 different examples of this klal. He says as follows. In general, Rashi and Tosfos have different approaches to the sugya. Rashi is very, very analytical in the text. Rashi wants everything to be true to the text. He wants it to sound right. He wants it to look right. Tosfos is much more analytical as far as the svara is concerned. He wants it to make sense. He wants it to work with other sugyas. He wants to try to like fit the pieces together. Rashi just wants to read the words. That's the way, that's Rashi's approach. Kibush Yachid, what does it sound like? Kibush Yachid!
Singular,
that's it. What? How are you going to deal with the Sefri? We'll deal with the Sefri. So he says, the Sefri. So therefore, I'll push in over here that it means, that's what Kibush Yachid means.
Did Rashi have the Sefri?
What?
According to Tosfos, after they conquered Stupin. Yossi, so it should be Pashat that this Surya is.
Yeah, so it's a pella to me. Tosfos seems to be saying that once he did it wrong, it's like messed up. It's a great kasha. Might just say okay. So it wasn't kaddish yet, but eventually the conquered Yavusi, and once the conquered Yavusi, it should be good. It sounds like it's like from forever not good. It's like almost like a punishment. Kivush yachid lo shme kivush forever. I don't know. It's strange. I don't get it either. It's a good point. It's a good ha'ara. Okay. The shaila is, how does Rashi answer for this medrash? It's a yalkut, sifri. How does Rashi answer for the sifri? What's the pshat? I was thinking perhaps the pshat is as follows. Maybe. The sifri doesn't say why it's not kaddish. The sifri is just telling us why what David HaMelech did was inappropriate. If you look at the Sefri says David HaMelech is being criticized for what are you doing? Why are you going to be Kovish in another country? We didn't finish being Kovish. What's right here? You're going to be Kovish something else? The Taina of the Sefri doesn't necessarily say that's why it didn't get Kedusha. It's just that's why what David HaMelech did was wrong. David HaMelech should have first been Kovish Yavusi. Afterwards, do whatever Kivish. Is it going to get a din of Eretz Yisrael or not? That's a different discussion. That's a discussion, Kivish Yach.